This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A big shout out to my new latest affiliate, K-Hi, in Auburn, California, near Sacramento. So welcoming K-Hi listeners. Current listeners, be nice to the new listeners. Everybody be nice. Everybody play nice. We got a lot to talk about. So I hate to bring it up. I know you guys get so mad when I bring this kind of stuff up, but Italy and now possibly Paris is looking at going back on lockdown. I know we've been trying to celebrate the 1 year of when COVID started, and here in America, we've made huge, huge progress in terms of our vaccination program, in terms of dropping numbers. Meanwhile, we see Brazil with things going out of hand. Italy is becoming overwhelmed and looking like they're going to institute an Easter lockdown. And we're hearing that some hospitals in Paris are now becoming overwhelmed with COVID. We'll talk about what's going on. We have the AstraZeneca vaccine, which we've been waiting to approve in America in the next few months. And unfortunately, more countries have suspended it. I believe Denmark, I think Iceland, I think we just heard on the wire that Germany may be suspending their use of AstraZeneca vaccine. AstraZeneca has been linked to a very, very rare side effect in some people of a blood clot. Now, I don't know if it's the L-histidine. We've talked about the ingredients of the vaccines before. The amino acid L-histidine has been linked to blood clots, and that is an ingredient in AstraZeneca. I'm not saying that's what's causing it, but that's something that could be going on. We're also going to be talking about what's going on the border. Migrants are now reaching I think we've hit the 100,000 mark since February. Thousands are coming in each day. Many people are worried about what that does from a COVID standpoint, from a public health standpoint, from an economic standpoint. So we're going to talk about what the latest is on that. Some of you guys smoke pot. You love it. It's been working for you. Well, another study has come out that cannabis might help prevent severe COVID or the severe respiratory effects of COVID, which seems counterintuitive because we do know that marijuana and cannabis can affect the lungs. But another study's come out, and again, I'm here to give you guys the news. All right? Not here to judge. All right? There may be components to cannabis. I personally believe there's components to cannabis that can be used medicinally. Now, I just don't want to be driving next to people that's completely stoned on the highway like I have been, and I'd like to check into a hotel that doesn't stink of it. But personally, I would like to see the medicinal properties studied. And so they're looking at the medicinal properties of cannabis when it comes to COVID. So don't start smoking dope when you get diagnosed, but you know, it's going to be something that we're going to talk about. Then many of you kind of wonder if you have heart disease. And you say, what can I do at home? Because I don't want to go to the doctor because of COVID, and I don't want to spend money going to the doctor. Well, some cardiologists came up with a little test you could do to let you and your family members know if you need to get your butt to a hospital. So we're going to be talking about that. And then one of my favorite, I don't know if it's my favorite week, but one of the most exciting weeks in a medical student's time is Match Week. Match Week is going on this week. Very, very stressful, but also very exciting because those students who have been for years busting their butts trying to get through their medical school education and then trying to get a job and a residency, they find out this week. So we're going to kind of talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy week. Dahlia Show, busy day. Actually, that's just today. But we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. For some of the new listeners trying to figure out, you know, what is the show about, I'm still figuring it out. I've been in radio now for about 11, 12 years. Honestly, you know, I like teaching. I like answering people's questions about health. But honestly, the show gets scared by what's going on in the news and what people want to talk about. I know a lot of people are concerned there was a couple deaths this weekend after the COVID vaccine. Even though I think the COVID vaccine is safe, I'm going to talk to you about what we think could be going on. We have a woman in Mexico who died 40 minutes after getting her vaccine. She had a history of heart disease, and we've talked about how maybe people who are cardiac vulnerable need to talk to their doctor just in case there could be a component that might be linked to this. But overall, vaccine safety is still there. So, you know, I'll answer your questions. I know we have a lot of them, and I'll try to do the best I can. I am a board-certified family doctor. People want to know what my credentials are. No, I did not get my degree in a Cracker Jack box. I went to medical school. I went to residency. I went to medical school at UNR. Did my last year at UCLA. Did my residency at UMC Medical Center and University of Nevada, Las Vegas. University of Nevada, Reno Family Medicine Program, which is now University of Nevada, Las Vegas, which some of my students, former students, are matching into, so I'm really excited about that. And then I started a practice in the year 2000, because, yeah, you guys can already kind of figure out my age. Started a practice in the year 2000 in Las Vegas, and then I went into radio in about 2009, and I started answering people's medical questions and started to drive them crazy with my opinions on things. And I do have a lot of opinions. So we got a good show ahead, so let's get to it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that Italy right now is considering, actually they are planning on an Easter lockdown. Apparently their cases have spiked. Their predominant strain is the UKB117. That is the strain that's going to be predominant in America. Paris right now is being overwhelmed with some of their hospitals, and they are now considering a lockdown too. UK's still looking okay. Brazil is having an overwhelming crisis with their COVID variant. They have a Brazilian variant that seems to be outsmarting people who have already had COVID and already have had immunity. So many people in America are like, you know, are we okay? Are we good? Are we going to be, you know, kind of shielded from this? Well, it depends. It depends on our immigration policy. It depends on our travel policy. Right now, we're being told to screen for COVID and get a COVID test prior to leaving the country and prior to coming back, and then when we come back to quarantine. All right, is that practical? We'll talk about that next. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bond Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a 60-year-old Danish woman had succumbed to a blood clot after receiving the vaccine developed by AstraZeneca. And according to Danish Medicines Agency, their main health agency, they said she had a, quote, highly unusual disease state. So what had happened is they believe she developed a blood clot after the vaccination and died. Ireland also had temporarily suspended distributing the vaccine out of abundance of caution. Italy, Germany as well. But they said the Danish woman had an unusual clinical picture with a low number of platelets, blood clots in small and large vessels, and bleeding. So when I see that, you know, it's not the typical forming a blood clot and then it going to the lungs, or the blood clots, you know, traveling, and let's say causing, you know, other sorts of, cascade of, well, this might have caused a cascade of coagulopathy. I gotta be careful the way I word this. But when somebody gets a blood clot, the blood clot many times happens in the vein, obviously. And with the vein, then you get back pressure, backflow. When that vein gets clogged, and it happens in the lungs, the lung, pulmonary vein and pulmonary artery are a little reversed. And this always confuses people. But when blood comes back to the heart through the venous system, the veins, there has to be a pathway to the lungs. And when we have a pathway to somewhere, we use artery. When we have a pathway from somewhere, it's called a vein. And so when blood comes back from the venous system, it has to go to the lungs. The lungs has to oxygenate it. Then it has to come back into the heart. It goes through the left atrium, left ventricle, and then gets pumped throughout the body. Body consumes has the blood run through it, takes the oxygen it needs. The deoxygenated blood, even though there's still levels of oxygen in there, but less oxygen or deoxygenated blood then goes back into the right atrium, right ventricle, and then goes to the lungs. So if you have a clot in the venous system, that can block and prevent the lungs from doing what they can. People have shortness of breath. People, unfortunately, then do not become oxygenated and can end up going into respiratory distress, cardiac distress, and dying. Another type of vaccine reaction we've seen, very rarely, with Pfizer or Moderna, I believe, I think there was one case of each, I have to double check, is where somebody gets a blood, somebody loses their platelets, they lose their clotting factors. It's called ITP, idiopathic thrombocytic purpura. And the OB in Florida who had died, his platelets had dropped drastically. So we believe what happened with that case is after he received his COVID vaccine, the immune system might have decided to incorrectly attack the clotting factors. He lost his platelets, his clotting factors, and then in his body, if blood vessels change their blood pressure or something decides to pop, rather than the platelets stopping any immediate bleeding, he doesn't have platelets. Unfortunately, he ends up dying of a brain hemorrhage. And there could be a bunch of other factors that could have led to that brain hemorrhage, like a spike in blood pressure or medications he was taking. But unfortunately, you know, one of the causes of death when people lose their platelets is a brain hemorrhage. Another, though, type of clotting disorder, the TTP, is where you get multiple little blood clots in your extremities, in your fingers, legs, multiple areas, and it uses up the platelets. So rather than your immune system attacking the platelets, ITP, like we thought happened with this OB guy in Florida after his COVID vaccine, they're making it sound like she had multiple clots and that's how she lost her platelets. So it is an unusual side effect, not having been, I don't believe, documented. That would then be the TTP version of it. So, you know, AstraZeneca has issued a statement saying a careful review of all their available safety data of more than 17 million people vaccinated in the European Union and UK with the COVID-19 vaccine AstraZeneca has shown no evidence of an increased risk of pulmonary embolism, which is the blood clot to the lungs, deep vein thrombosis, or thrombocytopenia. Deep vein thrombosis is where you get a blood clot in one of your deep veins, and then thrombocytopenia is a loss of platelets. So AstraZeneca, now they're looking at the millions of the vaccine being given out. They're like, look, guys, it did its job. It's protecting people. So far, so good. But unfortunately, when you have that one in a million chance that there could be something going on, it makes people antsy. Remember, in order for countries to convince people to leave their houses, get exposed to possible COVID because they've been telling them for months, you can't go to a restaurant, you can't go to a movie theater, you got to stay home, you got to avoid others because of COVID. In order for countries to turn around and say, all right, guys, everybody come back out, get in line and get a vaccine, you know, they need to make sure that there's nothing that's going to scare people on the other side. And they need to have the citizens' trust. They need to have their constituents' trust. Germany, we're being told, says they are going to temporarily stop the administration of COVID-19 vaccines made by AstraZeneca. The German government said they halted it on the advice of their medicine agency. The country's healthcare minister confirmed that there were 7 cases in Germany out of 1.6 million doses that had been administered of blood clotting. 7 out of 1.6 million doses, again, a low amount, but it makes people nervous. Especially since the reason why many people are getting this vaccine is to prevent blood clots that COVID could cause. Now, one of your questions might be, Dr. Dahlia, well then, is it because these people have had a propensity towards blood clots? Could be. It's pretty easy to find out. There's a blood test, a coagulopathy panel, to see if somebody is more inclined. But sometimes there's no way to tell. It could be a component to it. So we have Norway, Ireland, the Netherlands, Denmark, now Germany, pausing the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. What is in the AstraZeneca vaccine? L-histidine. L-histidine hydrochloride monohydrate. Does that clarify? Yeah. Magnesium chloride hexahydrate, polysorbate 80, ethanol, sucrose, sodium chloride, which is salt, disodium, etetate dihydrate, and water for injections. But it still has to be in liquid form. The L-histidine, I believe, is an amino acid that has been linked to blood clots. I don't know much about L-histidine, but there has been, I believe, a relationship. Then the polysorbate 80, I believe there has been some rare connections to blood clots. So it could be that there's a component in the vaccine. The problem is with this, and this is why we got to be very, very careful, people, is anything can cause a reaction. I've seen acetaminophen used in Tylenol put people into a complete liver failure. I've seen people take ibuprofen. We have that one case where a child had taken ibuprofen over, I believe it was Thanksgiving weekend years ago. She had a fever, and her mom called the doctor. The doctor said, yeah, have her take some children's Motrin. And she goes into a Stevens-Johnson syndrome where her skin starts to peel. So sometimes it's the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong chemical component, with the wrong medication in the wrong body, and a bad effect could happen. I've been asked about how my reaction was to the vaccine. So far, so good. I got the Pfizer vaccine. I received the first dose January 30th, the second dose February 27th. So far, so good. I feel good. Had some body aches, had some nausea, had a little bit of fever, and that was it. You know, so I feel pretty good. Yep. But out of abundance of caution, we have some countries holding off with the AstraZeneca vaccine. It's a little moot when it comes to America. It's not very relevant yet because America hasn't approved it yet for FDA emergency authorization. Why, people ask? Well, because there has to be studies with the American population that is reviewed. You know, it helps looking at what happened in the UK, but I believe the FDA wants to review how the vaccine worked with American population, and I believe they, AstraZeneca was finishing up their clinical trials. And then if they don't see that side effect, it will be approved and then possibly available by late spring. Currently, we have the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson. I do not believe either of them have any of those same components. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep the calls coming.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The third round of stimulus checks are already hitting some bank accounts. But while some households will see the funds within the next few days, others might have to be in for a longer wait. About 85% of people will receive one of the $1,400 checks very fast. But it's likely that some of the issues that stymied delivery for some people in the previous two rounds could cause delays again. Florida authorities respond to what they were referred to as one of the worst car crashes they have ever seen. Five people, including three children, died when their car pulled in the path of an SUV in West Orange County, Florida.
This is an extremely rough call. We have senior firefighters who've been on the department 15 plus years, and this is never easy, especially when you talk about children. And our hearts go out to the families and to the community.
Orange County Fire Chief Thomas Veal on WFTV says the driver of both vehicles did survive the crash. USA Radio News. Folks looking to have a good time in makeshift bars in Illinois and Virginia have both erupted in gunfire. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A party on the south side of Chicago erupted in gunfire. At least two people were shot and killed and 13 others wounded early Sunday morning.
It was quite chaotic, and our crews did a tremendous job getting their arms around it, sorting out the casualties and the victims.
Investigators say a garage at a towing company was converted into a makeshift bar. In the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn, five people were shot during an argument at a party on Saturday morning.
Individuals began fleeing the location. Additional shots were fired outside.
That shooting also happened in the building that was used as a makeshift lounge.
William & Mary University is in Williamsburg. NASCAR's Martin Truex Jr. overcame an early smack into the wall and took the lead on the final restart to earn his first victory of the 2021 season at Phoenix Raceway Sunday. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. A little sluggish today, huh? This daylight savings time change, I don't really do too well with. I don't like it. I mean, I know it's just an hour, and I could adjust, but I think it's stupid. I think it's obsolete. We've been trying to get Congress to just pick one and go with it. California, they had already passed legislation to make daylight savings time year-round. Nevada did similarly, as Nevada parallels a lot of California because our tourism is very reliant on Californians. And boy, did we have a busy weekend in Las Vegas. It was busy. Other states want standard time year-round. I completely understand that. You know, for those who live in the desert, it's really hard to have extra daylight till 9, 10 o'clock at night. I get that. And then 9 o'clock at night. And I like standard because I don't like waking up when it's dark outside. I like waking up when it's light. I think that works better with your circadian rhythm. In fact, a lot of sleep agencies have come out saying, look, it's better to do standard than daylight. But the consensus is around most doctors is, look, just pick one. Just pick one and stick with it. So we have a petition that is circulating. Go to our Twitter, our Facebook page, or just go to hashtag SickaSpringForward. And if you could sign the petition and share it, please do, because we're trying to help Senator Marco Rubio and other senators with bipartisan support trying to ask Congress to put an end to the biannual time change. Apparently for states to choose daylight savings time year-round, they need Congress to give us the thumbs up to allow us to do that. So the Uniform Time Act, we've discussed the history of it, but Congress has to allow states to, I believe states can on their own go to standard, but for states to go to savings, they need Congress approval. I just want one. Just pick one so we don't have to change it twice a year. How complicated will that be? Well, it depends. If all the states are on board and all the states want standard or daylight savings time, then it'll be pretty uniform. We'll still have our time zones. We'll still have our Pacific time zone, our Mountain time zone, our Central time zone, our Eastern time zone. There's even an Atlantic standard time that some states have been considering. And we'll all be happy. We don't have to switch clocks twice a year, which is so dumb. So archaic. We did this during wartime to conserve coal. Okay, we're not doing that anymore. It doesn't make any sense. We don't need to change the clock twice a year. But the Sunshine Protection Act that Senator Marco Rubio and other senators, both Republican and Democrat, have submitted to Congress is shooting for all-year daylight savings time. So daylight savings time is what we are in now, where it was a little dark when we woke up today, which I didn't like because I couldn't go back to sleep. I don't know. I was just up. So I've been up since 5. And then tonight, it's going to seem lighter and lighter. And so, you know what? If that's what you guys want, I'll support it. Just pick one and let's go with it. So we're on my end, me and my listeners at our multiple affiliates, if you guys could pass the petition around, share it on social media. It'll help Senator Rubio and the other senators who are trying to get congressional approval to let us not have to do the twice-a-year time change. Arizona and Hawaii is looking at all of us like, what the heck are you guys doing? But the problem is I never know what time it is in Arizona. I really don't know right now if they're the same time as me or a different time right now. I believe we might be the same time. But you know what? I will Google it. Hold on a second. Okay, time in Arizona. All right. That's important because I work a lot with Arizonans, all right? And I'm licensed there. I think if I'm licensed medically in Arizona, I should know what the time is. And no, it doesn't tell me. It basically says if you're on daylight savings time, you got problems because we in Arizona don't do it. Although, didn't they get J.J. Watt for the Cardinals? Yeah, we need to talk about sports soon. Dak Prescott got re-signed. Okay, let me see. Arizona current time. Arizona is 9:30. Okay, there we go. There we go. So right now, even though Arizona's on mountain time, I believe we are on the current time as Nevada and California. This makes no sense. Have I made my point clear? It's stupid to change our clocks multiple times a year. Doesn't make sense to pick the clock. The animals don't like it. You guys have pets? My pets were so confused. I got up to pee. Went to pee. They're like, all right, I need my eats. I'm like, I'm not going to give you your eats. Why are you asking for eats? It's in the middle of the night. And look at me like, no, it's about 5, 6 o'clock. Usually get up then. I go, no, it's the middle of the night. They take a look. And I'm like, huh, really? Because I do wake up at 5:36, but it's daylight. It was nighttime. So they're like, look, where's our eats? So I have to feed them. And then after, they're going to be hungry again. They're just off. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense at all. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, and when I need to go upstairs right, I like to take the stairs. Not so much upstairs to go to a hotel room, but sometimes the casino floors are so big and vast that if you want to go to the movie theater, you want to go to the buffet, they have escalators, but they also have stairs. And it looks like about 4 or 5 flights of stairs. So I take the stairs. Try to race my sons. Now that my sons are 21 and 18 years old, they can beat my butt now going up the stairs. But I don't get short of breath. And I like taking the stairs. And I think it's a great conditioning exercise. And I think it's a great aerobic exercise. It also works on your muscle mass. So I like taking the stairs whenever I can. So some people wonder, if they can't manage the stairs, what does that mean? Well, heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. COVID pandemic did not help. That didn't help because we ate takeout. We sat and watched Netflix. We sat in front of a computer and worked from home. Not good. And many of you didn't go to the doctor for your blood pressure and diabetes check. You said, nah, because of COVID, you didn't want to go out. So I always recommend for good heart health to get your blood pressure checked, your blood sugar checked. Sometimes your heart doctor or your regular doctor will run some inflammatory biomarkers to take a look and see how your CRP score, for example, C-reactive protein, you know, to see if you have this baseline inflammation, because that could unfortunately cause arterial clogging, arteriosclerosis. But some cardiologists suggest you could even do this simple test. Publishing the research in the European Society of Cardiology, Dr. Jesus Petiero is a cardiologist at the University Hospital Coruña, Spain, and he suggests to time yourself going up 4 flights of stairs. If you cannot complete the task in under 90 seconds, that means you might have heart disease. Now, they looked at 165 patients who were referred to the cardiology group because they had chest pain, shortness of breath, and they evaluated their ability to climb 4 flights of stairs. And they found that those who could climb the stairs in less than 10 to 45 seconds achieved more than 9 to 10 METs. Now, METs is kind of a sign of your exercise endurance. If patients had to take at least a minute and a half or longer, their MET score was down, which kind of translates to a mortality rate of, you know, a higher chance of increased death if you don't manage the stairs that well. Now, some of you are freaking out going, Dr. Dahlia, I got a bad back. I got bad knees. I get you. Now, to verify this, they put patients on treadmills. 58% who completed the stair climb in more than 1.5 minutes did have abnormal heart function during the treadmill exam. In contrast, 32% who were able to climb the stairs in less than a minute had abnormal heart function during the treadmill exam. So it's not 100%. They aren't saying that if you can manage the stairs, you're good. You might just have conditioning. But for somebody like me with heart disease in the family, you know, knowing I could do the stairs doesn't mean I don't get checked. I still need to get my regular checkups. But for somebody having issues and noticing they have to stop and catch their breath, being out of breath versus having not the cardiac stamina can be sometimes very closely related, or being out of shape, I should say. So it's, you know, if you have trouble with stairs, get your heart checked. That's the moral of that one. 1-877-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we've gone back and forth on if marijuana was good or bad when it came to COVID. And most medical professionals and public health officials are going to probably give it the big B. Hey, say, let's just say it's bad. Because they didn't want the storm that could come. Then you're telling people to smoke marijuana And we do know that marijuana could cause inflammation. We do know that marijuana has been linked to heart disease and that there could be some inflammation. So it was a safer bet. Yet I have to watch the studies, being a physician. And we're getting another study here saying, maybe cannabis is helping. And by the way, this is really easy to figure out. Just interview those who had COVID and had mild COVID. Those who had COVID that ended up in the ICU on a ventilator. And see what percentage of them smoke marijuana. Would it be edibles? It would have to be the smoking marijuana to tell. And if we saw a higher number of marijuana users in the ICU, all right, that tells us one thing. If we see less percentage of those who smoke cannabis in the ICU than those who don't, that might tell us something as well. But remember, not all marijuana is the same. You have indica, you have sativa. So we would then also need to know if it was strain specific. So we do need the scientists, the doctors getting in. I know many of you are groaning, going, no, Dr. Dahlia, what science gets involved? They make it boring, and then a pharmaceutical company comes into play, and then we're going to have to pay more. And yeah, that's kind of how it goes, doesn't it? I know. Hey, look, I'm not making the rules. I'm just a doctor playing my part, doing what I'm supposed to do. So this study from the University of Chicago found metabolites present in marijuana that may prevent replication of the SARS-CoV-2 virus in the lungs. We talk about COVID. We talk about SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 is the second major SARS virus, coronavirus, that we discovered back in 2019. Well, maybe we didn't discover it. We heard about it months after an epidemic or possibly pandemic started from Wuhan, China. Not sure if that virus has similarities to the original SARS from 2002-2003, but we do know that many labs were studying the virus. So who knows if it leaked. But the SARS-CoV-2 virus is the current COVID virus we're talking about. And authors found that CBD or cannabidiol and 7-hydroxycannabidiol, 7-OH-CBD, might prevent the virus from replicating and spreading once a patient is affected with COVID. So now remember, this isn't the THC, not the psychedelic part of it. It's the boring part. So CBD acts, they say, after cellular infection, inhibiting the viral gene expression and reversing many effects of SARS-CoV-2 on host gene transcription. So what that means is when the virus enters our cell, so the virus enters our cell, its DNA or its genes demand that the cell does what it wants. Our cell is like, where's the immune system? Can't do much. Once the virus is within the cell, it really doesn't have a lot of options but to listen to the virus and its DNA. It makes more of the viruses. It makes so many. Cell basically dies, bursts. And now you have all these other viruses that come out, kind of like little spiders, attach onto new cells, and have those cells do the same thing. They think that the CBD might inhibit the genes from telling our genes to make more SARS-CoV-2 virus. They say CBD induces interferon expression and upregulates its antiviral signaling pathway. They said a cohort of human patients previously taking CBD had significantly lower SARS-CoV-2 infection incidence of up to an order of magnitude relative to match pairs or the general population. I know this is why I don't write a lot of papers, because I can't speak like that. But it sounds fancy. By the way, just had a paper published, Journal of Patient Experience. We're going to talk about that later when it gets when we find out which journal it's going to come out in. But me and some students came up with a really, really good project, and we're going to be published. Yeehaw! Talk about that name. Anyway, back to CBD. So they're thinking, well, wait a second. Maybe we could use CBD then as a therapeutic modality. If somebody gets COVID and they can't afford the monoclonal antibody, there's not a lot of the monoclonal antibody, what if we could use CBD to help prevent the viral transcription? Because here's the thing. until we know more about COVID, the big thing everybody's worried about is the cytokine storm. That's when the immune system gets triggered. Cytokines are proteins used to identify it, fight it, clear it. Then the immune system begins to fight the host, human body, healthy organs, and the lungs. You get severe inflammation, respiratory distress, death. That's what we want to prevent. Same thing with the vaccines. We're not vaccinating so that you don't get the sniffles. The purpose of the vaccine is just to keep you out of the hospital and keep you from dying. So you can still get COVID even if you're vaccinated, but we just want to make sure, is it severe? So that's why there's all this, you know, this excitement in the field of what can we use to just prevent people from getting sick. Now, I'm not saying as soon as you get COVID, smoke, you know, a roach. I'm not saying that, but, or a dupe, but maybe there can be a pharmaceutical company gets involved. They figure this out. They take out the THC, they package it, and they charge a lot of money for it. And then you get a good RX coupon to pay for it. That's what might be in our future. In January, by the way, researchers at the University of Lethbridge also reported they found that certain aspects of cannabis could prevent the cytokine storm. Study authors found three strains, number 4, number 8, and number 14, of the cannabis sativa to downregulate or slow some of the cytokines like tumor necrosis factor, interleukin-6, CCL2, which minimized inflammation and lung scarring. So cannabis plants produce cannabinoids. These are chemicals that affect the body in a whole variety of ways. Cannabinoids produced by a plant are the phytocannabinoids. Humans, though, can produce their own. We have endogenous cannabinoids. If we make the stuff in a lab, it's called synthetic. Now, the human body has this very intricate endocannabinoid system because our body produces them. It's got receptors in the brain, multiple organs, glands, immune system. So it could regulate our sleep, memory, appetite, pain, immune response, mood, could help repair cells, prevent cell death. And research is right now investigating which endogenous chemicals the human body produces. But most of the studies we look at when we talk about marijuana is the marijuana plant, phyto. So the phytocannabinoids has CBD and the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol. Latter is the psychoactive, makes you euphoric. The CBD is non-psychoactive, but we've been studying for medicinal benefits. And so there's different types of it. You got the sativa, the indica. Ruderalis is kind of a combo, a hybrid, right? Sativa is the kind of the thinner leaf. The indica has the nice, fatter, greener, deeper, right? I know some of you are like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll get good vitamins out of that. But sativa has higher THC-CBD ratio, so it could produce more euphoria. It helps decrease anxiety, treat depression, they say, increase appetite, can increase energy, boost creativity. Some think it could maybe help with attention deficit. And indica has the higher CBD content. So we'll use that, or we'll study that more for sedative properties. It could help anxiety, could also induce appetite. But many medical professionals are looking at to help people with muscle spasms and pain. So indica is relaxing, sedating, calming. The sativa is more stimulating, uplifting, energizing. So they're different strains, and then they have to decide, you know, which seems to be more of a, my guess is might be the indica. That might be the cannabis that they're going to be looking at. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.